Hey everyone, welcome back to Record Tattoos and Rosé, Thirsty Thursday edition, where we go through and discuss whatever we want with Madison and me, Blake. Madison's not here, so I lied. And also, this is a Thirsty Thursday episode, but this week I'm joined by the one, the only, Ashley.
What's up?
And you're probably like, "Ooh, we're doing a Thirsty Thursday with guests." Yes, we are, because we're going to be chatting about one of my favorite recent duets.
I think it's a duet.
Is it a duet or a duology? Like, okay.
Oh my gosh.
Duology is not a word, is it?
Okay, I always
use it all the time.
I do too, because like trilogy, and so then it like makes sense that a duology.
Yeah, doesn't it? Okay. Like, but like Apple's like, "That's not a word, bitch." And I'm like, "Okay, but like it should be."
Hang on. Do some research real quick.
Duology. Duology. Why, when I type that into my iPhone, does Apple be like, "You're so stupid"?
Tell me why it says romance uses the term duet, because it sounds sexier, but duology is actually correct.
Oh my god. It makes a lot of sense. Anyways, okay. Sorry, guys. Sorry about that. So, you're probably like, "Okay, what are you talking about here?" We're talking about Divine Rivals by Rebecca Ross. It's so cute. It's so cute.
I'm so excited.
Before we hop in, I told Ashley I would out myself on the episode. So like, I joined and I was like worried because I'm in my little reading room. You guys know like where I record and everything. If you're a patron, you've seen this room behind me mostly. And I was like, "Oh my god, can she," like, after, like, she already was on camera, I was like, "Oh my god, can she see behind me?" And I was like, "I'm so sorry." She's like, "Oh, I can't." And I looked and I was like, "Oh, you can't see." It's because I'm cleaning out my closet, and I don't know why I'm touching it like you can see it, but whatever. I'm cleaning it out. Ian and I both were like, "We need to go through." Our house is very odd in that we do not have a large home, to be clear, but we have 1, 2, 3. If you count our little pantry as a closet, because it looks like it, we have 9 closets in this house.
Oh my
Guys,
God.
I need to make this clear. My home is very small. I have a small, modest little home. You know how it is. You got that 2019 interest rate. I'm holding on to this till I die.
Straight up. Now,
seriously, man. But yeah, it's like a weird, I don't know. They're, none of them are like huge. A couple of them are like larger. Like this one's a little bit larger. But anyways, so because it's like away from our bedroom, this became like our clothing. Well, I'm pretty sure my fucking wedding dress is in here.
Oh shit.
But yeah, I know. Like I honestly, I think I might, I'm trying to find somewhere in Charlotte that like, I don't want to just donate it to like Goodwill or anything like that. Like yeah. I want to find one of the, I know there's shops that do it just for bride, like to make sure a bride in need gets it rather than somebody that finds it at Goodwill and then sells it. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's easier. You. Like I'm trying to figure that out. But anyways, so I started going through it. My floor right now, it's all like our business attire. And mind you, it's like business attire from like my undergrad time. I don't know, you know, I'm a grown ass woman. Our bodies evolve. I'm looking at shit and I'm like dress pants. I'm like, there is no way my that's not even getting past my thighs. There's no way. What are we doing? And like, sure enough, I'm like, no. And I was like, I'm actually proud of myself. My mental health came into play where I was like, I'm not even going to try these on. I literally was like telling myself, like, you already know, you can look at the size, do not do it. And I will have you know, out of the literal stacks of clothing on my floor right now, I did not try them on. I just knew. A lot of it like still fit, but it's just not like my vibe. You know what I mean? And I go into the office once a week, maybe.
Listen, work from home is a gem.
Work from home, man. And when I do, my office is super, I mean, everybody's like, probably like, "You work for Big Ol', how is it like laid back?" But like, literally, I just wear like, not like ripped up jeans, but like, I'll wear like jeans and like, honestly, my Birkins come into play. The weather's changing. I wear Birkins to the office all the time. I literally change into Disney slippers at the office. So like,
it oh my is God, this is goals. I work in a freaking pharmacy. So like, good luck.
Oh yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. You can't. Yeah. Open toed shoes. No, thank you. No, thank you. Thank you.
Trying
for that,
to steal
though.
Some Norcos in that.
Oh my god.
I'm not trying to sell no fucking feet narcotics. Get out.
You're actually just on your breaks. You're on OnlyFeet. You're just posting up. You're like, "This is how I make my, this is my side hustle."
Exactly.
But so going through most of the closet of all, like, I'd say 75% of the clothes, they're on the floor. Randomly, I forgot, and this Ashley can see clear as day, there is a random, like, mini, it's like a golf bag, but it's like one of the, like, the starter kits, I guess I was, you know what I mean? Like the $200, like, full set of golf clubs. That's there. My broken ring light's behind me. I'm just like, I can't. I'm embarrassed, but, like, luckily Ashley's so fucking chill, and she's like, this is great. This is funny. But, like, I just, my shelves are overcluttered. You can't really tell too bad. Like, there's a stack there, but, like, I need to go through my shelves. I've still got Ian's family's Christmas presents are wrapped in the corner because I couldn't take, they wouldn't fit in my suitcase when I went up to Ohio because I had to take my family's, and by my family's, I mean, like, an obscene amount for my unborn niece.
Always, of course.
Oh, literally one suitcase was literally all for her. All for her. And I was like,
I love that.
No regrets. Literally, it was like mildly overweight. And when I checked in, and like the lady at the, for once American Airlines had good thing. The lady at the counter was like, you're a little, and I was like, I literally was just like, it's literally stuffed with gifts for my niece. And I cannot unpack that. And she just went, I got you. And just, like, ignored it and put it on the thing. And what I was like, gem. Oh, my God. Because I had them, like, meticulously, you know, like, packed in.
Yes.
And I was like, oh. But anyway, so there's Chris. The only thing that looks cool is I've got literally all of my, literally all, because I found them all, of my Pokemon Squashmallows are on my daybed. And they're, like,
oh, that's set up. Dope as shit.
I got Snorlax, Gengar, Piplup, Jigglypuff, Togepi, Pikachu, Teddy Ursa, Togepi. They're like posted up. Actually, I'm missing.
Have you seen in the closet, that I'm not TikTok series? I feel that. Have you seen that TikTok series of the girl who like has never seen a Pokemon before, and she's like, people ask her to draw what she thinks they look like, and she draws it, and then she looks it up. She's like, oh, uh-huh. I was kind of close.
Uh-huh. Some of them, they're like, they're, I came across, I forget which one it was. One of them I was like, that's like weirdly.
What's like, the olive
pretty
one?
Good. Smoliv?
Yes.
Smoliv, yeah.
And I was like, she did a really good job.
I know, there's some of them where I'm like, you sure you haven't seen
like, are we people?
I like, there's another series in it. I forget who it was. I even knew the creator's name because I was like literally went down a rabbit hole of them. And it was like them trying to guess the names of Pokemon.
Oh.
Like naming them themselves when they didn't know the names. And those were hilarious. Also, the fuck with our government trying to, never mind. Don't even get me started on the TikTok thing. Don't even get me started. There are so many more productive things that we could be focusing on as a government. But sure. Okay.
Yeah, let's focus on TikTok.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, we're back. We're back on topic. A cool almost 10 minutes in. It's fine. I gave you guys your little boost of at least I have it more together than Blake for today, so you're welcome.
Having Divine it together Rivals. Is overrated.
Honestly. Sounds a bit boring. My first thought on Divine Rivals to open up the floor here. I love Ian dearly. You guys know I do. He's such a gem. But has that man ever written me a heartfelt, beautiful, poetic letter on a magical typewriter? He has not.
When he doesn't remember you?
Oh, yeah. Also, guys, also, spoiler for the duet. Although I think that one got spoiled for a lot of people because, like, it's... Well, the first book has been out for a while, and that's the end of the book.
Yeah, because I think, like, the first time that I heard about it was when Fourth Wing got, like, really big, and people were like, you're either Fourth Wing or Divine Rivals.
Oh, Divine Rivals, yeah.
And, like, I was like, okay.
But, yeah, so, like, full spoilers for the duet. But, honestly, even with this one, even if you know all the spoilers going into it, it doesn't matter. It's not
I agree.
I don't know how to explain that other than, like, the plot points are important, but you won't. Knowing the full plot of this story, I probably honestly wouldn't. I'd be like, oh, okay, that sounds interesting. It's reading the way it's written, especially these letters and the characters themselves and the details that get you. But I'll even give it to Ian. It doesn't even have to be a magical typewriter. It could be a typewriter. I don't have one of those letters.
Word document, okay?
I don't have one of those. I do have letters he wrote me while I was in basic training. They were handwritten. So that's cute. That's cute. I do. He has mine. The ones I wrote to him, he kept, and then I kept what he sent to me. So that's cute. That is the closest I'll come. And now, granted, his handwriting's a little scratchy, but it's okay. We'll give it to him. But these letters that Roman is sent.
Oh my gosh.
It's
so cute.
It's so cute. Now, am I also like a little bit like, how did we not figure it out sooner? Both of them?
I know. Oh my gosh, really?
Especially Iris, where I was like, girl. Like,
you haven't heard from C in like a week.
Okay? Right? And like, then come he on.
Shows up, like,
and also, like, I'm sorry. The miscommunication. It's not, I guess, miscommunication. It's like, I don't even qualify it as miscommunication. When Roman knew, and he's like, I've just got to find a good way to tell her. I was like, bro, the longer you take to tell her, the worse it's going to be. Just tell her.
Like, I hate that. And you know, as the reader, that it's going to come out in the worst way. Like, you know, mm-hmm. That's how it's going to be.
No, this... Also, the world, building of this. So in my mind, and it kind of makes sense, and that's how the fan art is, it's like 1940s England is my vibe.
Yes, that was like kind of the vibe that I was getting as well. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Except add in, and this may be a little like niche, add in like Attack on Titan vibes.
I don't think I've seen that.
It's anime. It is a lot to undertake, but if you like anime, I'm just saying.
Okay.
And like, I hope, I'm trying to think of anybody else I've talked about this book with. I feel like I said this to somebody else and I can't remember who it was. And they knew Attack on Titan and it they were like, now that you say that, yes. And they also were like, I don't know why. But, like, I have no way to explain it. But, again, I don't know. Like,
like it just does.
I think it's, like, I imagine the city mm-hmm. with, like, a wall around it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The wall is given Attack on Titan, if you know, you know. But I just, the world... She built it so quickly, but not rushed in the first book.
Yes. And I was very impressed.
Like, yeah.
I was like, it didn't feel like, and I love this book, and I know you do too. It didn't feel like all of the info dumps at the beginning of Crescent City, where it's like, much information and mm-hmm. we're building a whole world. It felt like it was like similar to like Percy Jackson, where like it's the world you know, but like, augmented.
And it's done in not like a dump way, like you said, where it's like it gradually, you don't even notice you're learning about the world, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Like the only one is she with the gods, where like mm-hmm. there were multiple times where I was like, what? Wait, what? And then I was like, oh, that's on purpose. Okay. But I just also going along with what we pictured. Again, no grounds. Tell me why with the mother, first off, oh God, that was tragic.
Oh God.
With the mother's manner of death, and I don't, again, this doesn't even align the character or the manner of death. Tell me why all I could think of was the car accident in Great Gatsby.
Oh my God.
I don't know why. It's not even, for everyone that's read the book, it's not the same manner of death. Nowhere near the same character types involved.
No, because I thought of Regina George getting hit by a bus.
Guys, to be clear, it was really heartbreaking. It really was. I felt so bad for Iris, but like,
Oh, me too. Like, I was like, oh, this poor girl. And, like, she had to go and, like, the whole process of, like, finding out that it was her mom. And, like, that was, like, heartbreaking. Genuinely heartbreaking.
And then she didn't tell anyone at the office. Like, she was just,
she was just like, bye. And, like, I was like, oh, the trauma.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And it... Like, I didn't see that one. I did not see... Like, I knew we were going to have something bad, but, like, I wasn't thinking hit by a trolley car bad.
Yes.
Like, a trolley car, essentially, right? Yeah.
Yes, it was.
I'm not... Especially, like, not to get too graphic, but, like, she had to go identify that body. If you got hit and then...
Oh.
Like, that can't... I don't think that was a pretty sight.
No. And then that's, like, the last... Beauty. That you see of your mom.
Yeah.
You know? Oh,
God.
Like, Ooh. Oh my gosh. It just reminds me of, like, when I last saw my dad and he was, like, swollen and the whole thing. And I'm like, oh, it's not the vibe you want as the last viewing.
Yeah, you don't just, Ian already knows this, so I'm sure he'll follow my wishes. But just in case, guys, no open casket for me, please.
Oh, I'm finna get burned the fuck up.
You know, I you know, honestly, probably.
Like, I have not to get necklace. Too morbid
on you guys. We're talking just casual burial plans. I always say, I've told you this multiple times, actually, I want to do that just so I can be pressed into a diamond, and then I'm like, and then you're going to wear me so I can keep them hoes away. That's what I
said. Like, this is my haunting diamond?
Yeah, this he was like, oh, okay. And I was like, I got you, bro.
I have, like, my sisters and I all have little necklaces that have, like, their urn necklaces so that you can put, like, the ashes in them. And usually I wear it, but I'm not wearing it right now. And, like, even my sister's boyfriend and my fiance both have, like, a keychain thing that, like, they have ashes in and stuff so that we all, like, have a little thing.
See, I like that.
I'm like,
that's nice.
It's nice. It makes it weird, though, on, like, Memorial Day and everyone goes and takes pictures at all of the like dead places of your people that you knew, which are all really awkward, but anyway, that's a different conversation.
You know what? Okay, so in my very small rural hometown, American Legion, huge. My grandparents were huge in it, everything. As a kid, I love my grandma. I think I've been over this, man. My grandma and me, fucking freaking frack, man. Fucking love her. Ooh,
love I you. Love grandma stories.
Oh, my God. So, because of that, like, as a kid, I was like, whatever my grandma does is the coolest shit ever, right? So, like, I would always go to, like, the little American Legion things and, like, the American Legion Auxiliary for Memorial Day, right? For all the military, because it's American Legion. Like, we would go do a bunch of stuff. Every time somebody brings up Memorial, so one of it is, there's a lake near my hometown. And they would do a wreath for the for military members lost at sea. So we would go to a lot of different local cemeteries. It's weird to me how many military cemeteries are like cemeteries with a lot of military people around my hometown, which honestly, there's a pilgrim like cemetery. So I guess it does make sense. Like we have Civil War. We have like all the like,
oh, okay.
We have a Medal of Honor guy in one of them. But anyways, either way. Anyways, so you like get up. At, like, 6 a.m., but I would get up, and I'd be able to have coffee with my grandma. It was literally milk and, like, a drop of coffee, but it must have worked, because I topped out at 5:02. Fair enough. And we'd get, like, donuts and everything, and of course my grandma would have to...
5:02.
What?
I just got that I topped out at 5:02.
Because coffee will stunt your growth, yeah. No, both of my grandmothers started giving me coffee at the age of, like, 5, I'm not gonna lie. Which... You guys are probably like, are they insane? Look, like you're already like, you know, a little bit. Yeah. Just saying.
It just started the rage fires.
Right. They did. Those were the embers. They were just like lighting them. But we would get donuts. Right. And of course, also my grandmother, this is like not great, kind of feeds into later on in life things, but like she was always on and off Weight Watchers. But like my grandma was the type that on Weight Watchers, she technically within the parameters they had those like chocolate ice cream bars where they were like almost like I think frozen yogurt. First off, they fucking good, okay? I'm just telling, but they were like 3 points, right? So like not bad for dessert, but hers was in the summer, because she had a nice pool and a backyard and everything, so we'd be hanging out. If it was, like, 2 p.m., she'd, like, calculate how many points she had left in the day, and she'd, like, forego dinner and just have, like, 4 of them because she had enough points. And I'm like, that's not...
Even as a young child,
I was like, I don't think that's how that works. But anyways, so like with the donuts, she'd always be like, okay, I think like if I do this one without the glaze, like without the chocolate glaze, then that knocks off a whole point. And I'm like, uh-huh. Anyways, so we'd get donuts, everything like that. We'd go cemetery. The lake was usually like the last stop. And one of the auxiliary members, one of the women, would go down to the lake shore and place the wreath. This, you'd been up for a while. My grandma was a little older. One year, she went down to place the wreath. She placed it, and it went floating and everything. And then she, like, went to turn, and she was fine, guys. Okay, she was laughing as it happened. Went to turn, and, like, the wet rocks under her, she just went down her butt in the water. Now, mind you, for these, you wear, like, white pants and, like your, like, dress, like, auxiliary shirt and everything for them.
Oh, no.
Literally, she's just cracking up laughing. My grandpa is literally standing there. My grandpa is, like, a pretty stoic guy, but, like, not in a way. Like, he was the one that you had to listen for his little side quips, you know what I mean?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
He's standing there. I'm standing next to him. All I hear is, and it makes it funnier because of her name. Jesus Christ, Shirley. He's just saying it to himself. Doesn't, like, because she's laughing. And, like, everybody else was like, okay, like, you know, it's kind of a solemn time. But, like, it was, but anyway, so every time somebody talks about Memorial Day, it's always what I think. Always what I think.
That is the best Memorial Day story I've ever heard.
My grandpa was pissed because he was like, you've got to get in the car. And she's like, well, do you want, she literally was, like, standing next to the car as we're all in the parking lot. She's like, do you want me to take my, and it makes it even funnier because my grandpa's name, do you want me to take my pants off, Earl? And I'm just like, it was fantastic. Fantastic. Oh, so, needless to say, guys, with these types of stories, if you ever wonder why I'm the way I am, just anyways. Yeah. So anyways, hope we helped with our morbid discussion. I was his mother. With my grandma falling in a lake. It was like the lake shore. It's not the lake. But honestly, though, it was a little bit rude of Rebecca to not only have her mom die, but then have her trauma play out where she just doesn't tell anyone.
Yes.
That had me where I was like, this is a little mean.
I was like, we need a therapist. Like, somebody talk to this woman.
But then on the flip side, you have, like, kind of immediate traumas for her where her brother, immediate, but you know what I mean, like, recent. Yeah. Her brother dealing with the poverty from her mother kind of pushing them into straight poverty and then dying. And then, you know.
Never, like, hearing from Forrest.
Never.
I have a lot of feelings about that.
I have a lot of feelings about him. And, like, I understand a lot of people are like, you've got to, like. But on the flip side, you've got lasting trauma for Roman.
Oh, yeah.
And that. That gave me Bridge to Terabithia vibes. And what? Like, well, the way his sister, like, the way she passed away.
Oh my gosh. I was like, what are you talking? You're right.
Sorry. The way she passed away. And I was just like.
Oh God.
But, and then the audacity of how his parents were about it. And I'm like, first off, you had 2 children. Who was watching the children?
Exactly. I was like, y'all.
Because he wasn't that old, right?
No.
He was like, what, 12, 13, if that?
Yeah. And I'm like, no, absolutely, your girl was not babysitting. Like,
absolutely not. And they were dicks to him.
They're so awful. And then, like, playing on his guilt.
That got me, where they, like, straight up knew what they were doing. Like,
exactly. And, like, I was so fucking proud of him when he was like, fuck you guys, I'm finding Iris.
Oh, I know.
And, like, I was like, that is daddy energy. Keep it coming, baby.
Throughout the first book, like, Iris is a stronger person than me. That's all I'll say. That's all I'll say. He, just also the way they describe him, because he's pretty, I see a lot of fan art that is very, no hate. I see a lot of fan art that is very generous to Roman in his size.
Yeah.
Because he's supposed to be, honestly, he's a writer. Timothée Chalamet.
I agree with that.
I'm like, maybe not that. He's a little, maybe like a little bit thicker, but not much.
I agree.
But like, I see fan art sometimes and I'm like, did we read the same description? I mean, it's hot, don't get me wrong, but I'm like, did we read the same description of Roman? I don't know.
And I feel like having him be smaller lends more to his character because he,
it
like,
does.
Isn't this big, bulky, strong guy.
Yeah, he's like tall and like willowy, kind of.
Yeah. And like, that makes it so that when he wants to protect Iris, it's not like a, like the normal alpha male biker gang, like huge dude that like wants to protect his woman. It's like this man that's just in love wants to protect his woman. Oh my God.
And I will say the, that was book two. That was Ruthless Vows. When they're at the newspaper, her newspaper office. Well, I guess his by that time too. The newspaper office where he was just like, we don't have a lot of time. We have to leave separately. And she was like, or not. And he was like, yep, on the desk. I was like, okay.
Yes. Okay. Oh my God. That made me so happy.
I get it. I get why this is, you know, it's YA. We're not going to get, we're getting Fade to Black, whatever. I completely get it. Honestly, I think the wedding night was like decent.
I agree.
It was like, pretty, it was pretty well done for Fade to Black. Like,
and it was very like descriptive of like the beginning and like everything. And it didn't feel as, and he did, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
So he did, yeah. So I get it, but on the flip side of that, I am begging anyone that has a good fanfic of those encounters, you know where to find me.
100%.
Please and thank you. Yeah, because he gives BDE.
100%.
100%. 100%. I love, you know, he gets more and more. Actually, he's actually pretty, once they kind of, like, connect in the, like, the outskirt village, and especially once they, you know, figure out, oh, you're you. he does not shy away from his feelings. And honestly, he didn't shy away from them in his letters to begin with. It's just the letters themselves were kind of a barrier, you know?
Yes.
But
I
also
agree.
Just the blind faith. Like, I'm telling you right now, if we were recording in this freaking closet next to me and in a envelope came out, I'm going to be real honest. My first thought would be ghosts.
Me too.
Like, I don't know.
I don't think,
like, I would go, like, I don't know, man.
I don't know that I would write a letter and then put it under the door.
Yeah, you know what, I honestly actually like, I am always very whimsical where I'm like, you know what, there's too much in the world unexplained, there's too much in history, like we gotta have some little whimsy here somewhere, right? I always like to just keep that little spark of hope alive, you know.
I like it.
Come at me if you will. I think I would, okay, so I think I would write a letter, but the idea to just toss it under my door, weird, but okay, like my wardrobe, like I'll toss it under there, you know, and I'd like giggle to myself and be like, oh hey, when you clean your closet out, you know, 5 years later,
exactly,
you'll find it and like giggle. It's when there's when it comes back, like a different one, that's when I'd be like, huh, like in my mind and knowing my luck, I'd be like, I summoned a demon. Like, that would be my first thing, is like, I think I may have started the summoning for a demon. And then my second thought, because of who I am, would be like, I wonder if the demon's hot. Like, see, like, but yes. Like, I will say that was my, like, suspension of disbelief, not, you know, the magical typewriters or the monsters in the world or anything. It was how quickly they both were like, this is fine. Yeah, I'll just keep writing. But then I was like, I don't even care because the letters.
They were so cute.
I saw, and I did not save it. It was a TikTok, a creator. They do, you know, you've seen like people that'll make like the old looking maps or old looking parchment letters and things. They made the letters on like old parchment and like the typewriter. but they added like their own flourishes and stuff. And then like the letters from later in the books where they're like, where in Ruthless Vow, where he's underground, they had like dirt smudges or things. Oh, like they added stuff to them. And then they had them like individually, like in like a set. And they were like, yeah, I like read these as I do my rereads. And I was like,
I will buy the patience, that shit.
That's what I was like. I was like, is this for sale? Like, it was so, I just love seeing people be so creative with their love of a story and like the fan art, fanfic. And then like when people do like out of, over the top, like crazy cool things too, like,
yes,
or they expand on things. Like the one I always think of is like how people do all the surreal with the tea stuff.
Yes.
Like I love, you know, like you played out. So,
oh
like,
yes.
I like, I saw that and I think I watched it like 3 or 4 times because I kept pausing and like zooming and like screenshotting, like zooming. I was like, oh, because you could just see like the detail. And I was like,
God,
how? Now,
the skill.
The skill. Now, okay. We've both said, I on it, like Divine Rivals for me, 5 stars. It was beautiful. Ruthless Vows. We'd be remiss if we didn't touch on this, you know, before we inevitably get off track. Ruthless Vows was still a solid read. I'd still probably give it a 4.
That's about what I put, too. I had to check my list.
Honestly, and I find this a lot with duologies, duets, whatever you want to call them. You have to be, I think, pretty disciplined as an author in your overarching, when you are outlining what you're doing, if you are sticking to it being a duet or duology. Because this book, it hurt it that it was the end. It should have been a trilogy in my mind. It really should have been. I think my feelings about Forrest would have been different if we had a trilogy. Because I think if we had a trilogy, I think she should have done like flashbacks from Forrest's time.
I agree.
When he was under the influence. Oh, that would have been good. Because, right? Because his death was only impactful, one, because her friend also died, but two, because he was the last person for her other than Roman. Mm-hmm. Like, that was the impact. And I know other people were just really sad, too, because they did feel for Forrest. And I understand he went through a bunch, too. But I needed more to connect with him on his own as a character.
I agree with that. Like, I feel like the feelings for Forrest were more told than shown.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it was a little bit, like, I was fully expecting to cry. And I didn't cry at the end. Like, I got a little bit like, oh, my gosh, that's so sad. Like, it's the last person, you know, like.
Yeah, his death, it didn't hit.
It didn't hit me like a certain Tog spoiler, you know?
For which one? Okay, but yes. Any, honestly. And I feel like the end, one, it was super bittersweet because, like, you've got Roman who's never going to be at full health again. Like, honestly, probably not going to live a full life. Like, what the fuck?
That was so sad.
And, like, they're both, like, kind of dealing with, like, the trauma and things like that. You've still got the goddess has less burden, but didn't, I forget. Oh, I had it, too. Hang on. I got you.
I know that the god's name is Inva.
Dega. Yeah.
Inva.
And, like, Dega got what was coming. Fair.
100%.
Inva, like, I feel like she could have had some more karma coming her way. But at the end, too, how she's just like, oh, okay, I'm going to go, like, freely enjoy the world again. I'm like, what do you mean? What? Look at what you've done.
Yes.
But, like, we didn't get a lot there. It was just kind of a throwaway of, like, okay, like, here she is. Forrest, we didn't get a lot of background. And then the ending with Iris and Roman, I'm like, I could have, that almost gave me Hunger Game vibes.
Yes.
With Peeta and Katniss at the end, where like Katniss, like, they're together and happy, but it's not a happily ever after, if that makes sense. At least in my mind, it's not, because of everything and like all of what happened and led them there and things like that. And that's kind of, I think Ruthless Vows was happier, right? Because, like, they're both kind of processing their traumas and, like, her, like, Iris's losses and then Roman's little, like, loss of himself, really, to a certain degree. But it was just so rushed.
I agree.
We don't even, a sign to me that it was like kind of rushed and like not, I don't know, because they were published pretty close together too, which is always, I'm always like, did you write them at once and then break them up? Like, how did we do this? Because it always makes me question.
Yeah, because what is it? 6 months? 8 months?
Let me see. Hang on. I can't spell. April 4th, 2023 was when it was originally published.
And then the day after Christmas, right?
I think it was like the 27th.
Ooh, that might be right.
No, the December 26th. Yeah, so 6 months.
April to December?
Yeah, 6 months, basically. So I'm like, I don't know, because this to me is my number one where I'm like, something, like, it just was missing, is this whole story began with these enchanted typewriters. The story of how the enchanted typewriters came to be was beautiful in and of itself, with the friendship and all, everything. Beautiful. Amazing. One was treasured. It was in the museum. We got, like, we had all three in play. Do we know where a single one of them is?
No. I don't. And that pisses me off.
I really feel bad, because if I recall, didn't I point that out to you, and you literally started, like, if I recall, you like went back and started, you were like, I'm checking. And then, yeah, I feel like you were like,
yes.
Oh my God.
Like, I was like, oh my gosh, it ended so pretty, whatever. And then you were like, I'm just mad because where are the typewriters? I thought, I was like, wait, that one was smashed and we lost that one.
And we don't hear what happened to the other one. It wasn't like, the one she was typing on, it didn't seem like.
No. And like,
I don't know. And like, that seems upsetting.
Maybe, this is giving a lot of credit, okay? Maybe it was a plot point that she purposefully did to create an extension similar to, what is it? The Throne of the Fallen from Kingdom of the Wicked.
Oh my God. First off, have you read Throne of the Fallen?
Yes.
So good. So good. So like, good.
The spice was so great.
Loved it.
You did great.
The wait for the second one's literally much longer than I anticipated. It makes me sad. But I think, yeah, maybe in the future, and then it's like two other people with it. That could be.
Like, that would, I feel like, be an I okay like your optimism.
I like your optimism. I really do. But that just, like, to me was a really weird omission.
I agree.
Especially because, not to mention, like, what those typewriters were for them in their relationship, but their family, like, their grandmother, like, you're just gonna lose your grandma's magical typewriter?
I know, and then not feel bad.
Rude.
I lose something at my grandma's house, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm like the spawn of Satan.
Like, oh my God, I have so much stuff that, like, I my grandma gave me, and then stuff that I got when she passed and things like that. And like, do I have any need for it? No. Am I ever gonna? No. Pry it from my dead hands. Mm-mm. Like, I can't imagine magical typewriter. Get out of here. Now, I will say,
with it.
One thing that I think it excelled at in the book, Ruth's Vows, was, you know, I loathe a memory loss trope. You know how I feel about it. And I'm going to tell you what, when I found out it was a memory loss trope, I'm not really big on spoilers, but I had to like make sure from people, I was like, how long? How long do I deal with this? She did it well. It was short. And right from the get-go, there was, like, the, oh.
And the, like, peeking through.
Peeking through, and it was short. And from the get-go, this one was acceptable, I'll say, because he fell in love with her all over again just as easily and quickly, too.
Oh,
and by that point, so cute. Iris was not the same Iris that he first fell in love with, so that just goes to show me, like, they're in-game.
100%.
Like, there's, like, the creators that'll do, like, the list of book couples and whether or not they actually think they stay together. Iris and Roman are staying together for sure.
I agree.
For sure. So that, and honestly, that's tricky to do because I don't think I've ever talked to someone, like, a reader, and they were like, I love a memory loss trope, like, or an amnesia trope. Like, I don't think I've ever heard that. If you do, more power to you. Fair enough.
No judgment.
You do you. No ahead. Judgment. I don't think I've met you, though, if you do, because, like, I have never heard that from anyone.
I feel.
Like, I'm really...
Like, I feel like it's something you have to put up with.
Yeah. Like, I've heard people where they're like, I don't like it, but it's not, like, infuriating. Yes. And then the other scale is like, if I fucking hear about this trope, I'm never rated it. Like, I'm pretty sure Madison... That's
a pregnancy trope.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
That's, it's not me. I'm a pregnancy trope whore, but...
Okay, see... Y'all know I'm not a big fan of pregnancy, let alone like a surprise. Don't give me a surprise.
Oh,
don't.
My God.
Don't come at me with
I
that.
I legitimately, like, if I went to the search on my TikTok, like, searches, right? I'm like, pregnancy trope book, surprise pregnancy book. Like, I'm like, I need this in my life.
Meanwhile,
right now.
I would be looking for them to be like, don't come at me with that bull. Like, don't surprise me with a surprise. Like, I just did it with a book like last week where I was like, what? And then I texted someone I know that read it, and she was like, oh my God, I forgot about that. Yeah, yeah, that happens. And I was like, oh.
You like this
ruined
everything.
And she was literally like, if it helps, and it is important, the book, and like, I won't say DNF'd it because it's still in my Kindle. Like, it's, I haven't returned it. And like, I like the series that it's a part of and everything like that. I'm not going to shit talk it. Don't worry. I won't name names. And like, if you need to know because you're worried, then text me and I'll tell you if you really want to know. But, and I agree with what, I think it was Jack. It was Jack that was saying this. She was like, it plays into the storyline and it's very important and the author did it so well is it shows postpartum depression.
Oh, shit.
And the way it plays in and, like, how it's depicted and, like, just, like, I guess prenatal depression, right? Yeah. Yeah, like, throughout the pregnancy. Like, yeah, yeah, that natal, I'm not the right one to ask, but she was like, it's
I don't
super
have children.
Well, I was going to say, Jack is the mother of two beautiful little guys, and she's rocking as a mom. And so that's one of her near and dear, like, things. So for her, she doesn't like a pregnancy trope that much either, but she was like, I was okay with it. There's another reason she was okay with it, which I can't say or else it'll spoil, like, what's going on. But she was like, a big thing for me was that this author showed such a genuine, like, raw look at postpartum depression. And she was like, it's so, to me, it's really important that, like, women see that.
Oh, yeah.
And normalize it. It is a very serious thing that happens to a lot of women. And I was like, okay, that's fair. That's fair. So, like, I have to get in the mood. You know what I mean? I'm going to have to be in the mood to continue that book, knowing.
It's the mood reader life.
It's...
Like,
the worst
starting
is when
a
you
book.
Don't. Mine, I literally doom scrolled for like over an hour and a half. I think it was, what is it? This is Wednesday, like Monday night, because I finished a book. I'm waiting for others to finish one book and then we're doing a buddy read. And I was going to read Bride, but it was late at night. Ian was asleep next to me. I didn't want to turn on my reading light and I have it in paperback. And don't come at me. It was still like $13 on Kindle. And I was like, I know I'm going to love it based on reviews. I know I'm probably going to love it. And I was just like, at that point in the day, I was like, I don't want to pay. There's so many new releases on Kindle Unlimited. And like, I've got so many in my library from like free Kindle book.
Yeah.
I doom scrolled through my Kindle library, which is very big, and Kindle Unlimited for literally an hour and a half. And I was just like, I found a lot that I downloaded or I like saved, or if they were on sale for like a dollar, I bought them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But none of them were hitting to start. And guys, this is how bad it was. That includes Love Contract by Sophie Lark. And you guys know I'm a whore for Sophie Lark.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't start it because I was like, I think, because at the time my moon reader mind was like, I think I do want spice and I do want like a fun little romance. Like that's like fake dating and shit. Beautiful. Love it.
Oh.
But I was like, but I want it with like some fantasy. I think I'm still like in my fantasy vibe. And literally just doom scrolled for an hour and a half. And then I was like, well, all right, then. Never mind.
That's TikTok legitimately my. Yes. And then doom scroll on TikTok for another.
Yeah. And then
hours.
Doom scroll until I pass out. Yeah. It's fine.
No, it's fine. I hate that because like I've recently really gotten to like audiobooks and shit. Like, so.
Me too.
Well, so I've gotten into them because I have an hour drive from my house in the morning to the hospital that I'm based out of. So I have to drive that hour to and from every day. And so I'm like, oh, I'll read, like, I want to read these books. So I'll download it and listen to it. And I finish a book. Like, I did Throne of the Fallen on audiobook.
I did mostly audiobook. It's such a good book.
So good. They did such a good job.
They did.
And I think I finished it in like a week and a half. Like, it was, like, really good. Fast. Like, it goes by
That's
real quick.
A long... That's a fatty. Pretty, yeah, that's a big book.
That was so mean. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean that in any way.
Oh, when I say fatty, I
that's how I was talking, like, to you. I mean, like, and a roll.
I mean, like, a roll. If like you don't a know roll. What I mean. If I don't know what I mean, if you don't know what I mean by that, you're okay. It's fine. That's what I always
love you.
Like, that's what...
Oh, goals.
That's what comes to my mind. But, anyway. Anyway, no, I love that you, because I was just about to ask, like, whenever somebody joins, I always want to talk about, like, towards the end, like, what you're currently reading, but I love that you're in audiobooks. I did The Throne of the Fallen. I'm blanking now as I've been listening to them. Why? I don't know. Once Upon a Broken Heart. I had read when it first came out, but I'm gonna be real honest, full disclosure, I think I mentioned this before. I got to the end of that book and I was like, I really liked that, but I feel like I missed some things somehow. Like, I did not feel like I was on top of it. So I was like, oh, I'll re-listen to it because I want it to finish out the trilogy now.
Yeah.
And I was spurred because I was lucky enough to get the Fairy Loot editions.
Ooh. But
I got the trilogy without realizing they sold the third one separately. So I have 2 copies of the first one, 2 copies of the second one, and then a full set. I am figuring out what to do with them, guys. I promise. That makes me sound horrible. It was a genuine mistake. But I don't want to touch them because they're apparently, I didn't realize this, they're like, those are staying in a safe place. Let's put it that way.
I feel that. So
I was like, oh, I'll just do audiobooks. I'm halfway through the second book already. And I'm like, oh my God, but what else? Hang on. Now I feel like a real dum-dum because I've listened to multiple audiobooks and then I'm like, my mind is blank.
I'm re-listening to ACOTAR.
Honestly, no. I do that. I do it all the time. I will just put that shit on. Just while I'm doing shit.
I listened to the Crave series. Like, that was one that I fucking, like, binged. Yes.
Wait, are you talking about, like, the regular audiobook, or didn't they do that in graphic audio, or they were?
I haven't done a graphic audio yet because I get too distracted by all the sounds that are happening.
Okay, I was going to say, I was about to warn you to be like, look, you guys already know how I feel. I'm pretty sure it was a public episode about the House of Earth and Blood graphic audio. I think it was last Thursday. I haven't done it. The Fourth Wing one's really good. So I would suggest, the ACOTAR's, it was really good, but there's a couple sound effects for winnowing. The winnowing one, literally, I'm like, what are we doing? But you do, like, you get used to them. So because they were, to me, it would like take me out. Be like, what the fuck? So that one, you get used to it. Fourth Wing has less of that type of thing. So I would recommend doing the Fourth Wing one.
Okay.
And they're honestly, the Fourth Wing is broken up into 2 parts and each part's like $9. So it's $18 for the full book.
That's not bad at all.
No, they keep it pretty good, considering, like, some audiobooks lately, I'm like, I can't do it. Like,
some
the pricey.
Are crazy.
It's actually insane. But I feel like there was going to, I meant to message you, actually, because I'll finally let you say what you're currently reading in a moment, I swear. You need to read The Everking.
Oh, my gosh. So you've been talking about that for the last little bit?
The audiobook just dropped.
Oh shit. Okay, let me
do it on my Everqueen might take a while, but Everking just dropped. I'm just saying. Just throwing it out there. Friendly little hee.
But it was the LJ Andrews one, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
And you do not need the prequel series. I haven't read one of the 9 prequel books. You do not need it.
Fuck
you do
yeah.
not need it to fully enjoy, I promise.
Just add that to my library now.
Just like, boop, boop. Yeah. Yeah, because those were two, if I remember, like, it was priced well, too, the audio, because I'm probably going to download it, too, to be honest, even though I literally just read the duet, like.
Oh, shit! It's, like, not even $8
on Audible. Fantastic!
So it's on
Audible's
your Apple
been
Books
doing
things,
that a lot.
It's probably cheaper. Yes!
I'm telling you. Well, okay, so Waitley Audible, actually, I found Once Upon a Broken Heart and The Ballad of Never After, both of them were $7.99.
What is Audible doing?
Look, I don't know, because Ian was like, we have 3 credits, because we share our Audible, and he likes audiobooks too, and he was like, we have 3 credits, just use one. I was like, not when this shit's $8, like $7.99, and he was like,
We hoard our Audible credits. Okay? We do.
And even Ian was, who's like, not that, like, and he was, he was like, that seems wrong. And I was like, I'm literally holding up my phone, pressing like buy. And I was like, I'm not questioning it. Like,
like, listen, we don't ask questions.
We don't ask questions. No, no. All right. So seriously though, what are you currently reading?
Okay. You're going to love this because I started, March and I was like, okay, Ashley, you know what? Let's just fucking reread the Madison Kate series. So I fucking did.
Was it just as good?
It was so good.
Does it hit perfectly?
I love it so much.
See, the problem with that is if I did that, I wouldn't just stop there. I would be rereading that. I'd be rereading the Hades and the Mercenary one. Like, I wouldn't stop. Which is not necessarily a bad thing. Oh, man.
Oh, and then the other shit.
So, you know what? Maybe that's what I'll do.
Do it, bro.
I'm going to restart it tonight. As I said that literally two nights ago, I said I needed fantasy. What is wrong with me?
Listen, it's fantasy because you're not actually living it. So
remind me.
I know, right? Oh, listen, I loved me a pierced penis, okay? Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Whew. Okay, anyway.
So well done.
So, I also finished... Have you done the Lore Olympus series? It's a webtoon that was, like, turned into, like, the, like, they're little, like, things that you can buy at...
Yes, I was trying to, like, turn to show you... Guys, don't mind me. She's just, like, watching me, like, frantically look at my shelves. I don't know where I put them. I've started doing the Barnes and Noble special editions of them.
Yes, I started buying them. I'm like really
concerned right now because I literally don't see them on my shelves.
That's concerning. That scares me a little bit. It
scares me. Because they don't. Oh no, I think they're with.
Ooh, did he maybe take them to school?
He fucking better not have.
Not the special editions.
Well, he can't even. Ian, his school's like overcrowded, so he is a floater, like floating teacher, but he doesn't have a room. So each period, he has to go to a different room with his like. He literally has like a 45-pound backpack. I told him to get a trolley, guys. I've told him repeatedly, and he won't do it. But because of that, he literally like. But all his kids know that we have a vast library at home. He'll come home with like little like requests if we have like if we have it or not. So like we'll. Some That's books, precious. Obviously, it's not happening. I'm sorry, children. It's not for multitude of reasons. But, like, yeah, we'll make, like, Barnes & Noble runs sometimes. Just
no,
so, like,
you do not need a Penelope Douglas book.
The shit, he'll text me throughout the day and be like, I saw a student reading this. It looked kind of like it would be, like, sus. And I'd be like, what was that name? And he'll say it. And I'm like, uh-huh. Yeah, no. No. Like, no.
I was still in my Wattpad days back then.
Right? Like, but no, the Lore Olympus, those are the art style, man.
It's so pretty.
Like, it's so cute.
I just finished the second one because I'm like, I will read them as I buy them. And so.
Look at you. Like, I'm so proud of you.
So, and then my sister, I was on the phone with my sister and she was like, they're still on Webtoon. Like, you can go read them on Webtoon. And I was like, don't tell me that shit.
I made a deal. I made a deal with myself.
Oh my gosh. And then the other one that I just freaking finished that I'm obsessed with is The Kingmaker by Kennedy Ryan. You Wait, might have heard familiar. Of Kennedy Ryan. Hold on. I have one of her series right here. The Hoops series that's like the block shot, yeah. Hoop shot, and long shot.
Kingmaker. Oh, it's part of a series. Okay.
So I posted about it on Discord for my... for like the book challenge.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And okay. It's so fucking good. Okay, so it's this girl and she's uh-huh. Apache from I believe it's Arizona, and she grew up there. And when she was really young, she got really into protesting, specifically like white people taking Native American land, which is
fair
very
enough.
Frustrating.
Fair enough. We should for sure be
yes.
Yeah.
So while she's at the last protest that her mom is alive for, okay, mm-hmm. She meets this guy who came out from Berkeley with his dad to stop the protest because his dad is the one that is putting in the pipeline on the reservation land.
Okay.
So, and he is like, man, fuck you, and goes and joins the protest. They both get arrested along with all the other people protesting. And that's how they meet the first time. Okay. Listen, that is the first like 10 pages of the book. So like, I'm not spoiling shit.
Ooh, okay.
And that she's 17 and he's 24. So like, there's some like time jumps and like this whole thing, but she ends up making like a career of like,
as long as you confirm that there's time jumps before anything.
Yes.
Okay. Like, that's fine. That's all
there
I needed.
There are time jumps. I think there's like a 5-year and a 10-year and then like a 2-year or something like that.
Okay. I can deal with that. Yeah.
They're so good. And then like they meet again and uh-huh. kind of like hit it off together. And then she goes on to her life to be like this huge political savant, essentially, that like she backs someone and she's called the kingmaker because like anyone that she backs is going to win.
Dude, I fucking love that.
And like,
okay.
He goes on to like, his big thing is like clean energy and using like okay. renewable energy sources and things that are not going to fuck over mm-hmm. the planet. And like, it's so good. Like, they're both like, and it ends on the motherfucker of a cliffhanger. Okay. Like,
you bitch.
It's such a fucking cliffhanger.
Second book is out, right?
Second and third. So.
Oh, okay. Okay. We're fine then. Okay. I was about to be like, if you are hyping this up and it is not complete, I was going to come for you, man.
It's such a good book. And like, Kennedy Ryan. So she's one of my friend's favorite authors, and she's a Black author that consciously only writes about like books that have a lot of like racial representation in them of all different kinds. And then when she did this Native American book that specifically is about like Native American culture and stuff like that with mm-hmm. the Kingmaker, she had like 5 or 6 or like there was like a ton of people at the very beginning that she was like, these are the people that helped me to get all of these things right. Like, please know that I'm writing this story with like their knowledge and like
readers
and, yes and dude, like making sure that all the things you're saying are correct and accurate. And like, I was like, oh, this woman's a gem. And she just released another book. She's on a book tour right now. She's I fucking love her.
Okay.
She was
She's from Durham. I know she is. She's from Durham. I just checked because I feel like I had remembered that in the back of my head. I hold random
hoops
thoughts,
is so good.
That's I was gonna say
because the first book
don't
is
mind me
long
downloading
shot.
This to my Kindle.
No, so the first book's long shot and it is so fucking good. Like, I was so entranced by this story. And I will say,
we're done.
Your triggers, okay? Watch the triggers because it can be a little rough. And I had to skip a few pages.
Mine
so,
specifically or just in general?
In general, not yours specifically.
Okay. I thought you were trying to tell me something and I was like, blink twice. Okay.
No.
Okay, like, that makes me feel better.
In
okay.
general.
Yeah, check the...
Always
oh, I see it.
Check triggers.
Oh, I see. Yep. Yeah, always. Yes. There's one thing
because
to take away
know.
From this podcast. Triggers. Check your triggers.
All
right.
My cat decided to join.
I have to, like, literally, once I get up and open this door, it's just going to be, like, a pile of fur.
Well,
actually,
like,
as
I don't even know.
Oh, hang on. Oh, look at that face.
Hi, Dumpling.
Look at that face. Oh my god.
Hello.
Oh, nope.
He acts like I haven't seen him all day. I've been here all day.
You know what? You had the audacity to not pet him for this whole episode. Like,
exactly.
Honestly, yeah.
If that's not a cat.
Kind of rude. If that's not a cat, I don't know what is. Well, actually, as always, fucking pleasure.
It was indeed a pleasure.
What a pleasure. Just all around.
It
all
was,
around 10
it was
10.
A blast. It was like just so chaotic. Good. I love it.
So chaotic. That's I had an afternoon espresso. I'll blame that.
It's just my life, bro. Welcome.
Honestly, yeah, that's fair. I love you. You're fantastic.
I love you too. You're the bomb.
Freaking love it. I love it. All right, so guys, I fudged up. Don't worry. I fully acknowledge it. Book club date. By the time this episode is up, your book club dates will be up for March's book club, but we're doing it the first weekend of April are the dates to pick from. Maddie and I are traveling the previous weekend. And also the holiday. Isn't it Easter? Easter's the last weekend in
March.
Yes, Easter's the last weekend of March. So that too, like, we didn't want to, like, try to, like, get through there. You know, we don't want the Easter Bunny coming at us throwing hands.
That sounds like a good little story. A fantasy romance.
Like, I don't, if it was like a giant Easter, I don't, never mind. I would not fight a giant Easter.
It reminds me of the fucking Tooth Fairy movie with like Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
It was fucked up, but also fair. fucking haunting, honestly. So those will be up, and then we'll be back Sunday with a fun little episode. You'll have Caitlin and I. We're actually recording tomorrow because, you know what? We'll talk about it tomorrow, and you'll hear why we are recording for Sunday on a Thursday from Caitlin's own mouth.
Oh God, this is going to be good.
Yeah, it is. It is. I can promise you that. So stay tuned. I think that's it. That's all I've got. Oh, and you mentioned for our patrons, the book club challenge. Remember, it does, all of your posts have to be in by March 31st. So if you haven't already, get stepping on that challenge. And then that's all I got, really. Otherwise, just a little shout out. Like, I'm going to keep doing, because I know people have messaged me for it to be like, what's the code for a little Wicked Book Box for any merch? You can get 10% off and 10% off your first subscription. It's ACOTR Podcast, all caps. April boxes will be opening the 1st through the 5th of April. So that's coming up. Like, we're already almost halfway through March, which is weird. But just, you know, it's pretty good shit. And this drops Thursday, so tomorrow, aka Friday, there's some new stuff dropping, so be on the lookout for that, for the new merch.
Excited for that.
Dude, so much good shit. So much good shit. I think that's it. If I'm missing something, somebody will come and tell me, and then I will update, but I think that's it. So with that, guys, I hope you have a great rest of your week, and as always, XOXO. The cadre. Bye.